Hello and welcome to Dive In with Aimé, a show by the Fondation Aimé in which we talk about the benefits of music in all the languages of the country. Thank you to Radio ARA for giving us the opportunity to present the various advantages of music on the airwaves. Today's episode is called Breaking Barriers with Opera. We're exploring Popera, a participatory opera project by Fondation Aimé that invites refugees and Luxembourg residents to create an opera together. Our guest today is Lenny, one of the participants who is passionate about creating spaces where words and music can become bridges for dialogue and transformation. Welcome, Lenny, and thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm very happy to be here today.
We are too. So we'll start right away with the first segment of this show, which is the sound check-in. We ask all our guests about their current favorite music. It can be an orchestra, a band, a musician, or a genre, illustrated by a song that we then play for our listeners. So, Lenny, what's your music of the moment?
Well, more than being the music of the moment, I would say, like, for me, music is just part of my history, you know, like, and since I'm a kid, I'm exposed to music. My father wanted to be a pianist, so he was all the time, playing us, and we were all listening opera music, classical music, which we hated, actually, like my brother and I, when we were kids. Now I can understand the beauty of it. And then my mother was this, all pop songs of the 80s, these love songs and stuff. But then it was also... I was playing to create my own TV, my own radio shows, and then my brother shared with me all his electronic music that he loved, and then my cousin's rock music. So everything, you know, for me is like every genre has a story, and for me, stories are the most important thing in the world. And this is why I thought that it would be great today to share a song that represents the story that we're going to talk about today, which is about voices. You know, like we will talk about voices today, which is for me the most important thing that we explore in Popera, amongst other things. We will go further afterwards. but the point is that I would like to use this moment as a tribute to our voices, because I believe that this is one of the most powerful weapons or tools that we have. And so the name of this song is actually Tu Voz, which means your voice. And it was also very important for me to share my roots. I am Mexican, therefore this song is from Lila Downs and La Sonora Santanera. And also Lila Downs has been a great referent for helping immigrants and people that hasn't been allowed to speak, you know. And this is why for me it's so important today also to make a tribute to all these people that are using their voices to give the power to others to express themselves, and that for any reason they are speechless. And the song is with the most beautiful metaphor, so I love it. So please, Tu Voz, Lila Downs y La Sonora Santanera.
That's pretty lovely, so that's why I'm gonna play it right away. All right, Lenny, it's time to play our little game called Cliché or Reality. We've all heard people make big statements about opera, singing, or collaborative art projects. You know, the ones that sound like absolute truth. But are they true? Are just clichés that need to be challenged? I'm going to read a few of these common phrases and you tell us. Is it a cliché or does it reflect your experience in popera? Feel free to agree, disagree, or share a story that proves them right or wrong. So, cliché number one. Opera is too difficult for people who aren't musicians.
Well, I would say that is perfectly wrong. And this is the magic of opera, because here we will all experience that that opera is a genre just like any other that can be sung or played or experienced in any way, that it's not complicated. It's exactly the opposite. They're making it so easy for us that you would never thought that you would have been able to sing opera so easily, you know? So it's, it's wrong.
And cliche number two, if you don't have a trained voice, you can't be part of an opera.
Well, it's part of the same, you know, like it makes me think about, at some point I wanted to start drawing, you know, like, well, because I was studying architecture, so I needed to draw. And I was so bad at it, but really so bad at it that all my classmates were laughing at me, you know. And and then I started trying, you know, on my own, and I joined some classes with one woman that said, like, why does people have like good handwriting? Well, they're more or less better handwritings, but it's because you must do it. This is not something that you think about or not. You know that you must learn to write, and then you just do it. So it's kind of the same with drawing. So if we wouldn't have this need to make it beautiful or whatever, then we would have just done it. And it's exactly the same with singing, you know, like we have all these stereotypes and all these ideas that, oh no, my voice is not beautiful, oh no, I don't sing nice, and this is not truth. The only thing that you need to do is to try it and rehearse it and experience it, you know, because we all have beautiful voices, we all have beautiful tones, rhythms, and yeah, we just need to try and experience it.
Cliché number three. People from different cultures can't really create together. The language barrier makes it too difficult.
Absolutely super wrong. And this is also another magical thing about popera, you know, like and we need also to think about that communication does not happen only with the language, you know. It's not only about what we say. We communicate with our eyes, we communicate with our gestures, we communicate with our hands, we communicate with our body in general, you know, and with the tone of our voices, with everything. So the language is just like the last step of the process of the communication. And it's amazing what we can do when we have this language barrier, because then we need to use our creativity in order to be able to express ourselves, you know. So sometimes, yes, we would, you know, like make mimics, or we would mix our own languages, and then you laugh a lot. Well, I laugh a lot about it. I constantly mix Spanish, and then I'm learning Luxembourgish and French and everything. So it's and then it's so crazy. The part that is more important is that when we speak with our hearts, everyone can understand what you are saying. So, and regardless which language are you speaking. So no, wrong. We can communicate, and there's no language barrier. It's exactly the opposite.
What they need to understand that it's like voice is like an accessory, you know, like you don't need it to be part of this project, and you just need to want to participate, like you said.
Yeah, and show off yourself. That's right.
Be bold.
Yeah, I know.
And for the last cliche number four, participatory art projects are nice, but they don't really make a difference in people's lives.
With this one, I couldn't be more disagree.
I'm happy that you disagree.
We're on the same page.
Yeah, we understand each other.
Okay, that's right. So participatory community projects, I would say that are the core of societies. For me, this is the perfect place where we can have a safe space to explore our voices, to explore who we are, to explore different cultures, and to coexist in peace and within respect, you know. It's very interesting, like we all come from very different backgrounds, but here what is very touchful from opera is that most of us, or many of us, we're immigrants. So we're here on our own. And some of us came like because we wanted to, but there are others that came here because they didn't have any other choice, and they're refugees here. So this is a place where you can connect, where you can find a place, like a shelter, like an emotional shelter, you know, like in a place where you can exchange with others to find like-minded people that like you are willing to explore the world in a different way, through a different basis, through a different perception, and to understand that we don't need the barriers, that we need to take them away, to light up all these bridges that are saying that we're different, that we cannot coexist together, that we're that we have to fight each other. So community projects are the perfect place to gather and to have like this beautiful utopia, and to just to try to make the best at least for 2 hours per week.
Yeah, and they make a great popera family now. Yeah. And we expect 100 of them.
It's a huge family.
Yeah, that will be a huge gathering of the family, but yeah. So now that we've talked about cliches, let's dive into your personal experience with popera. We'd love for our listeners to get a real sense of what it feels like to be a part of this project. So tell us, how did you first come across the popera project, and what made you want to be a part of this?
Well, I literally have no idea how I ended up finding Fondation Emmy. Like really, like I had two friends that know that I love singing, and they said like, oh, we should sing together and we should find some classes or whatever. So I just literally dig in internet. I don't even remember the words that I used, you know, like, but then at some point I found it, Fondation M, Popera, and I was like, and that the rehearsals were going to start like that same week. So I was like, no, I need to get this. So I write this email, and I was like, yeah, I would like to participate, and they were not answering. I was so anxious because I was like, I don't want to miss the first one, you know, like, I was like super,
super stressed.
Yeah. And so this is why this is how I ended up in the project. And the reason why I wanted to join is because, I don't know, that day was a very magical day for me. And I was not in the mood for sharing with people or anything. I was more like in this introspective day. But then it was like a full moon, and then the moon was, and I love the moon, and the moon was illuminating the room that we were rehearsing it. And it was very beautiful because actually we never sang that day, but we were just playing with the shakers and making rhythms and stuff. But then again, it was a different way to communicate together. And it was so magical that I said, okay, I need to stay here, you know, so this is how I stayed.
And when you first met the other participants, so that same night, you see, what was your first impression?
Well, then again, this is, I must say the truth. Mm. There's a beautiful saying that says that we don't see what's out there, but we see what's in our us, you know, like, it's like no vemos lo que es, sino lo que somos. So as I said, that day was a very weird day for me. And when I arrived there, I was like, oh, this is all so, they're all so weird. This is all so,
don't mess with me.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why I felt like a very weird. Then again, I guess it was the full moon, or I don't know. But everything was so weird. And at some point, I just started laughing because they also said like that you gather with people that are like you, you know, like ended. So then I said like, wow, then how weird am I as well, you know? So then I said like, okay, let's go. But no, afterwards I discovered like so beautiful people, you know, they all have these beautiful hearts with beautiful experiences. They're all so generous, so loving, so careful. I really love the team that we have created. And yeah, as you said, it's a family, you know, like it's a very interesting dynamic, and I really loved it.
And taking part in a project like this often changes people in some way. So what do you feel you've discovered about yourself along the way?
For me, I always had this idea of that canon singing was impossible, that was super hard because, well I'm also an actress. And then, so during the classes the singing classes, all the time that there was canon singing, I was like, no, this is so hard, I cannot, because then I follow the other voices and then I cannot. And so I always had this barrier on my own that it was so complicated. And then when I joined and we were on this summer phase that we needed to sing in canon, I was like, no, again, my nightmare, you know, like this is, I cannot do this. And then at some point I knew, because I was always following one beautiful voice of other of the participants, so I was always following it, and that day she was not there. So I was like, no way, what am I going to do? Yes, exactly, I'm going to miss it, you know. And then at some point I said, like, you know what, you know the song, you know the music, you have been rehearsing this like for I don't know how long, just do it, you know it, do it, trust yourself and know that you can do this. And I did it, you know. And then I didn't follow any other voice but my own, it's again a metaphor, you know, to say like we need to trust in ourselves, we need to trust in our power, we need to trust in our voices, we need to trust who we are and share it with the world. And yeah, I would say like this is one of the beautiful things that make me remember, let's say, for my life. Yeah.
Opera brings together several disciplines like singing, theater, staging. Which one touched you the most?
I think that singing, theater, everything, I love it. And you know, I always say I really sing everywhere all the time, and I'm passionate about the theater. I'm an actress, you know. Like, but I would say that the thing that, or the discipline that touches me the most is the sociology or the psychology. You know, like to observe everyone there with their with who they are and how to express themselves, how they share their ideas, their dreams, their voices, you know, and their bodies, like everything. So I would say like this is the part that triggers me the most, that passionate myself the most about the project.
That was my question, you know, how would you describe the atmosphere within the group? But I think you've answered quite well. But if you need to yeah, it seems like you said a big family. Yeah. Now you're all friends.
See, and it's I don't know, like every hearse, it's so beautiful. We experience different things, and one thing that I also haven't said, I'm very passionate about gastronomy. You know, like for me, that's the other most beautiful thing in the world. Like music, yeah. Gastronomy, and nature are my tops. And this is also a place where sometimes people come and share their own dishes, you know, from their own cultures. So for me, there's no better place on earth, a space where I can listen or do music while I'm eating something from someone that had the generosity to share it with the rest of the group. So yeah, I don't know what else can I say, but
you must have so many memories from the rehearsals. Is there one moment, funny, moving, surprising even, that you'll never forget?
See, there were two. One, it was, well, actually both of them were during the summer phase. So we were once rehearsing the songs that we were going to sing, and we went out like in the street just to sing, because we were going to sing in the streets, you know, in Luxembourg. So we did it, and then there was this woman that just stepped outside in the balcony. And then we ended up sharing a serenata. How do you say that? Serenade to her, and it was so beautiful, you know. And then other people went out also to the balcony, and this woman was saying that she didn't, because at some point Paolo said like, oh, now sing with us, you know, and she was like, no, I don't know how to sing, and then, well, she ended up doing it, and she had so, like, this beautiful voice again. So It was very touching. It was very moving. It was it was very beautiful that she joined us and that she enjoyed the moment as much as we did. And she must come if she's listening to me. Please come because you have a very beautiful voice. Come and join us. And the other one is there was extremely moving because there was. One of the participants couldn't speak any of the languages, let's say, like no English, no French, just a mini bit of German, you know, like but no nothing. It was like very complicated. And then at some point, he realized that another participant was able to speak his own language. And they have, so when he found that out, they just came in the middle of the class room and they hugged each other so beautifully, you know. It was all this joy from him to say like, oh, I finally found someone that can listen to me and that
I'm
can
not
understand
alone.
Me. Yes, exactly. I'm not alone. But what was shocking is that afterwards, one of them said like, yeah, I mean, at this moment we can hug each other, but if we were back in our countries, we would have been taught to hate each other. Mm. And for me, that was like, I got again like this goosebumps,
yeah,
you know?
Like, I was going to say that, the goosebumps everywhere. Like
It's incredible how we can change the perspective of who we are and who is each other, depending on the place that we are. So yeah, that's something that I will never forget.
And do you feel that the experience brought you closer to other cultures and people?
See, definitely. This is what we're here for, to understand other people's cultures and ideas and backgrounds and hearts and souls. And, you know, like, of course, so music is there. Because I would say like pretexto, the excuse to gather together. But deep down, the project is to integrate ourselves and to gather together through music, which is amazing, you know.
Yeah. And finally, if someone was thinking about joining Popera, what would you tell them to convince them to jump in, you know?
Well, I already told you a lot.
Yeah, I think they have no excuse, like that.
No, but there's something very, very important that I haven't shared, and it's the extraordinary team that we have and the extraordinary artists that are backing us in this journey, you know. So we have Tim Wollman and Antoine Pohu from the creating the music. Then we have the Luxembourgish Philharmony, and then we have the Puri Cantores de Conservatoire de la Ville de Luxembourg, the community choir. We have Ivan Baumas, which is the director, and then Pierre Nimex, the direction of the choir. Then Stephanie Ortega, the soprano that we all know. coaching the vocal, as well as Nicola Villot, coaching also vocally. Then we have Ezgi, I'm sorry for I don't know how to pronounce it, Ezgi Goktur. I wish I didn't say that wrong, but for the repetition. Amiduri for the mediation, extraordinary Paolo Lameiro for the conception and the direction artistic, Anisha Bondi, the mise en scène, Mariana Pinto de Sousa, the choreographer and the assistants on the mise en scène. And of course, we have you, we have Sarah Bergdahl, we have Sarah Lergman from Fondation Emme, and all the people from Fondation Emme, and all the people from the Philharmonie. And we will perform on stage on the Philharmonie. So I don't know what else you need to to
yeah, I'm pretty convinced,
know,
you know,
yes,
right now.
That,
like,
we must gather all together for this.
So to end this episode, we always ask our guests for a recommendation, a piece of music, a book, or something connected to the project that you think our listeners should discover. So, Lenny, what would you recommend to us or to anyone listening?
Well, during the second edition of Popera, Haidma, a Syrian Kurdish refugee who has been part of the project since 2023, wrote a poem that was translated into English with the help of Abdullah Karim Alim and recited during the 2024 performance. And the most beautiful thing is that this poem has been published in issue one of the Les Cahiers, the Luxembourgeois, alongside the Zichen, which is the response by written by Antoine Pohou, and who's the, as I said, the extraordinary librettist of the project. So you can now order this the book in Les Cahiers Les Luxembourgeois, that LU. And this poem is about the feeling of displacement and abandoning and living in a place where you don't feel at home. And I won't read it because I want you to have the experience on your own to feel it and to go through each word. But I really recommend that you can go and get it.
So thank you, Lenny, for joining us today. Thank you to all our listeners for tuning in. Dive In with Aimé is a show by Fondation Aimé, supported by André Loche Fondation. Thank you to Radio Ara for allowing us to broadcast this show and for supporting us on this journey. And finally, thanks to Taipan for the wonderful jingle. You can listen to Dive In with Aimé on all streaming platforms and once a month on Radio Ara's airwaves. See you soon!